Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a pair of Romanian Orthodox teenagers standing against a pride parade in Bucharest. They look like supermodels compared to the average American these days. At first glance, I thought they were in an airport holding up a sign so people could find the people they were picking up. This guy looks like what Josh Hartnett would look like if he was a Romanian. His name would probably be Josh Hartnetsku. Up next, we have Asia Carrera, and she chose to be a prom star even though she has an IQ of 156. And got a full scholarship at Rutgers University, where she double majored in business and Japanese. She was smart and today is worth $83 million. She knew her best bet to become rich was to use her most valuable asset, her youth and beauty as well as sexuality, to get all them simp bucks. You know what they say, when you love your job, you won't work a day in your life. Number three, no wonder the United States is forcing every man to register for selective service, because young Americans, young men actually, don't want to fight for their country anymore, so they'll probably try and bring back a limited draft or conscription to get masculine men to join the new trans forces. Here's an army official saying their recruitment is down, and they have no idea why. Moving on, this guy says that a white man having a non-white wife can sometimes be a sign of racism. He thinks that because they're married to them, they own a minority sex servant. Saying this about Bill Burr is absolute insanity. So if you're a white man dating interracially, you're a colonizer and a slaver. But if you only date within your own race, you're a racist. If you choose not to date at all, you're a misogynist. You're always the abuser even when you genuinely love someone. Number five is when you ask God to give you a sign about a possible relationship with this woman, and then she ends up bringing you to the Just Friends restaurant. That's when you recommend her to go to another place called Just Ghosted, and that's when you exit stage left. You need to run, dude. Especially with that look of pain in your eyes. Otherwise, you might become the next Jeffrey Dahmer. Up next, this is what happens when you get famous for mukbanging and eating tons of food for fame and fortune. You have to keep getting fatter and fatter or lose your audience. Hopefully, World War III rations will sort all of this out. Remember everyone, they pay the same amount for health insurance as you do. Welcome to Heart Attack City. Here's this couple in their final livestream together in 2032. Number 7, here's what dating looks like for modern-day single men. Even the flowers look disappointed. If I was in his shoes, I'd kidnap that sad dog and run away. At least the kids aren't named Jamal, Tyrone, Keisha, LaFonda, and baby King Hakim. Moving on, this redhead is coming from Miss Alabama's title as she plumps up. Is the woman on the right available, though? All that's missing are 12 pies surrounding her. Oddly, she's not fat enough yet, so this queen has to keep on hitting up KFC. Unfortunately, in the future, you can't just be fat to win. You'll have to be both trans and obese. Looks like Gorgoth the Destroyer will be the next Miss Alabama. Number 9, here's the difference between when you first start dating her and when she becomes your girlfriend. You end up seeing the real her on the right, but it takes a while for her to start wearing those comfortable clothes. It's the old bait and switch. She puts all the effort in to trap you so you fall in love and give her your commitment, and then she reverts back to her default mode. Then when she breaks up with you, she turns into the hot woman you initially dated. Up next, this woman says her husband is stressing her out because she's pregnant by another man and expecting her simp of a husband to take care of it. This woman is a clown, and you're a jackass if you decide to stay with her and take care of that kid. Buddy needs to run out of there, but she's probably going to divorce Grape him in the process. Number 11, we have a human skeleton next to a gorilla one. The one on the right looks like Miss Alabama, except the gorilla skeleton can actually handle the weight. This also kind of looks like an MRI of Lizzo versus a normal person. There's also someone else that could use that skeletal structure on the right to support them. And I'm sure you all know who that is. Moving on, this adult star appeared in Eminem's new music video, and she says she hasn't been paid yet. Eminem has always said that he was all for women's rights, but if this is true, then it's all just an act. She should have brought a pimp along to make sure she got paid. She should have known better in her profession that you always get the money up front. But who is she? You know, because I'm just asking for a friend. Number 13, what the hell happened to the US military? As Bane from Batman always says, victory has defeated you. These female service women are probably just using the flag to hide their obesity. They don't look fit enough to do 10 push-ups. Now you know why they're probably trying to bring back the draft. Because can you really imagine any of them being in a firefight? If there's a war, these women will probably just get pregnant and go home. But if they do get preggers, you won't actually be able to see it unless they get an ultrasound. Up next, would you rather fight Mike Tyson or date a modern woman? Both are dangerous, but I'd fight Mike Tyson. Because after he knocked me out in the first round, I would get $1 million and smile all the way to the bank showing off my broken teeth. But dating a modern woman, I'd be crying all the way to court thanks to a false allegation, where I'd have to pay her $1 million for something that never happened. With Tyson, it would be quick and there's still a chance that he shows me mercy. Number 15, here is the trans woman who won Miss Maryland, married to a Marine. Well, that makes sense, because who knows more about semen than a Marine and a transvestite? That sure is one lucky fella. Now it's on you to figure out which one I'm referring to. Maybe they met in Thailand during a massage or something. I'll let you guess what kind. They're probably gonna have some ugly kids too. Oh wait, they aren't. Moving on, this woman wonders why men find it difficult marrying women with a child, when a woman has no issues marrying a man with a kid. Don't lie, lady, because most women won't date a man with a kid, let alone marry one. You probably just want someone to wife you up because odds are you're a single mama. Her name is Anal, and because of that, you need to disregard everything she says. If she had stuck to just doing her first name, then this wouldn't be an issue. Number 17, Miss Alabama or Miss Russia? Which do you prefer? Obviously, most of us would take Miss Russia. Yeah, we all know that each woman could stop traffic in her own special way. Miss Russia with her looks and Miss Alabama with her weight as a roadblock. If you're a man going his own way, then you know the real answer to which one you prefer is neither. Up next, former World of Warcraft developer started a studio where the only female staffer is a dog. Meet Ellie, the chief morale officer. I bet she never once complained about the gender wage gap either. She's also capable of doing her job, unlike many females in the gaming industry. I know what some of you are thinking. One is still too many, and still she's a bitch. Literally. Number 19, McDonald's Japanese newest dessert is called Adult Cream Pie. I'm sure it's very popular with the Japanese women. Knowing Japan, they'll probably sell them in vending machines too. And you also get a choice between the black one or white one, and blurring them out in the ad is absolute perfection. Someone's either a marketing genius or a moron. I've made a few of these over the years, but I definitely won't be eating one. Moving on, obese women demand that men find them attractive, yet they have the right to not find fat men attractive. You see, women's studies majors believe that sexual attraction is a social construct, and not biologically determined. They think they can legislate men into liking them and dating them, yet no real man wants to date them. Only a skinny simp, and they don't want that guy. Number 21, this woman is at the gym and upset because a group of guys are ignoring her, and it feels so threatening. That they're a foot away yet inhumane because they won't actually want to talk to her. Now they're just gaslighting us. Working out in a co-ed gym is a liability for men these days. Once the men eventually leave building their own home gyms, they'll go out of business. Because the women won't be there anymore looking for drama and dates. For women, if men don't look at them, they shame them. And if they look at them, then they shame them as well. So men need to stay in places where they don't see women at all to be safe. Up next, Adobe, owners of Photoshop and Premiere Pro, require users to sign a contract saying that the company can access their projects so they can moderate their content. They're losing a lot of customers because of this. People canceling their accounts have been hit with hidden fees in the fine print and have to pay large fines to get out of their contracts. Looks like the commies in California want to control the memes of production. Number 23, 8 feminist mountain climbers wanted to prove that women are just as good at mountain climbing as men are. They picked an easy climb and refused men's help. And in the end, all of them froze to death. And the Darwin Award goes to these Marxist feminist mountain climbers. They wouldn't have froze to death in a kitchen, though. Men risk their lives, though, bringing their bodies down. Maybe they should have left them there as a warning to other chicks. Moving on, here are some strong, empowered African women that built the pyramids. You can see that these three are having a meeting to plan how to build their next pyramid, after they won the talent show at their local Wakanda high school. Unfortunately, their planning isn't all that good, because it looks like they pretty much got tongue-tied. What happens if one of them dies, though? Do the other two have to drag him around until they eventually decompose? Number 25 and the last one here is Miss Germany 2023 versus Miss Germany 2024. The one on the right doesn't exactly scream Oktoberfest to me for some reason. But I'm really surprised they let Howard Stern win, and he's not even wearing a burqa. How tragic. In 2025, it'll probably be a black dude, so we should just count ourselves lucky. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.